JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Ministry of Labour since January has undertaken several initiatives to improve the working environment for the labour force. Some of the initiatives include advancing the flexi-work legislation, call contact center training for nearly 50 persons, and promoting occupational safety and health, OSH. Let's start with progress on the passage of flexi-work legislation. The Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2014 was tabled in Parliament March 27.
It's a very dynamic piece of legislation, really not covering new ground as such, but making the adjustments to current regulations across different ministries that will enable us to have a more flexible working arrangement for workers and companies.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. Sensitization is critical to the effectiveness and efficiency of flexi-work arrangements. With this in mind, the ministry launched a public education campaign on flexible working arrangements. Sensitization sessions were held across the island for labor officers, conciliation officers, and other frontline staff.
The labor officers are the persons that people will have to interact with complaints. So it's important for them to be aware of what flexible work arrangements are about and the rights of workers and the obligations of employers so that they can be in a position to inform the public.
Acting Director of Legal Services in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Camille Bennett Campbell. Another noteworthy achievement for the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is the panel discussion on flexi-work arrangements. The event was organized in collaboration with the Labour Day Secretariat out of the Ministry of Youth and Culture as part of celebrations for Workers' Week Labour Day 2014.
We reminisce and reflect on the role and contribution of labour, but we must not lose the significance of those efforts.
Trade unionist and head of the U. Lawson Scherer Trade Union Education Institute, Danny Roberts. Approximately 45 persons completed job readiness training and a certification for placement as call center operators and were awarded GPOD certificates. The training was conducted under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP project in collaboration with HeartTrust NTA. During the first 6 months of the year, through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, representatives of Geber's Farm in Washington, United States, donated $250,000 towards the Garland Hall Memorial Children's Home in Anchovy, St. James.
This is a time of enormous challenge for our country. We exist in a very tight fiscal space with limited options for maneuver. And in times like these, gestures of kindness and philanthropy towards the less fortunate and the very vulnerable among us take on profound significance.
The ministry, in collaboration with the International Labour Organization, Statistical Institute of Jamaica, and the Planning Institute of Jamaica, hosted a series of dissemination sessions on the school-to-work transition survey across the island. These sessions aimed to share findings and recommendations from the survey, which was conducted in 2013. The School-to-Work Transition Survey is a unique survey instrument that generates relevant labor market information on young people aged 15 to 29 years. Transportation arrangements for participants in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's Overseas Employment Program were improved with the acquisition of two new buses. The buses, valued at $120,000, were donated by the Jamaica Liaison Service operating out of Canada. And finally, the ministry conducted a workplace intervention in downtown Kingston regarding the Occupational Safety and Health OSH legislation. The exercise involved ministry staff interacting with workers and business operators and distributing information and providing guidance on the OSH legislation and policy. Those were just some of the achievements of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security for the first half of the year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.